The next two presentations will focus on specific programs that have been going the way we want things to go. So we have Jane Kay from South Carolina, and it's funny because in her bio she says, Jane Kay is a native South Carolina. She's a product of South Carolina public schools, receiving BA in political science and secondary education. She makes the South Carolina point several times, so I will make sure we all realize she is from South Carolina. and she is doing great work there, so I guess she really feels the South Carolina thing. BA is in political science and secondary education, along with an MPA, all from the University of. In 2010, she received her certificate in public health practice from University of South Carolina Arnold School of Public Health. She has worked in both the government and nonprofit sector for the past 30 years. She is currently the Women's Health Director at the South Carolina Department of Health and Environment Control. She has two teenage daughters. That alone gets me all full sympathy. And both of whom are working along with her mother and father to make South Carolina a better place for women.
Couldn't have had a more perfect intro, because I have to tell a South Carolina story and tell a story on myself. We have an unusual state, and we've had two very unusual governors. And our current governor, a couple weeks ago, I guess she just woke up one day and she said, she thought she had a good idea. And she said, she went to the cabinet, she was having a cabinet meeting, and she said, "I want all state employees to answer the phone. It's a great day in South Carolina. How may I help you?" Well, fortunately, the Department of Health and Environmental Control, as we affectionately call DHEC in South Carolina, is not a cabinet agency. So I never got the memo. I had to answer the phone. It's a great day in South Carolina. So all my friends just jumped on the bandwagon. And fortunately, I have caller ID. So, I pick up the phone and, you know, it's like, it just brings out the worst in me. And I go, "It's a lousy day in South Carolina. We're number one in chlamydia. How may I help you?" And I would pull a health department quote, you know, of what what was wrong in South Carolina, because it wasn't a great day. So about 2 days later, my phone rings, and on the caller ID it says governor. And I thought, well, did somebody rat on me that I was doing this or what? So I had a moral dilemma there. But I had not been instructed to say it's a great day in South Carolina. So I pick up the phone, as I always do, and I go, "This is Jane Kay. How may I help you?" And I hear, "You're not answering the phone right." And I go, and my heart stopped. And I'm thinking, okay, where are the doctors in DHEC that can give me CPR right now, because I'm about to die? But really, what it was a friend of mine that worked in the governor's office, and she had called me to tell me something else. And I said, "I just really want to be honest with you about this, because it is a very appropriate way for you to answer the phone. It is a very appropriate way for Parks, Recreation, and Tourism to answer the phone. It is very appropriate for economic development. But let me tell you what I'm dealing with here at the health department. Until we improve these statistics, I can't really say it's a great day. But I'm a doer, and what I'm going to talk about is a program I'm hoping that's going to improve some statistics in South Carolina. And I'm not a rocket science. Like I said, I'm a scientist. I'm not a doer, and I'm just a doer, and I want to get a program done. So I'm going to tell you about a project we did. And I go to these conferences, and I get it in. People are telling you about the projects they did. I'm going back to South Carolina and do that project. And then they'll go, "And we got umpteen gazillion dollars from the state to do this program." This program that I'm fixing to tell you about was done with $5,000. It doesn't take a whole lot of money to get something done. And as I've told people before, I'd like to find a silver lining in the cloud. And with times are hard economically. I mean, they're the pits. But I have never in my 30 years of public and private sector seen people work together. And this is what this project is about, and this is what we have been able to do because people have said, I'll come play in the sandbox with y'all. For so many years, we've all had our own sandboxes, and we wouldn't get out of them, and we wouldn't go. Everybody's bringing their pails and their shovels, and they're all coming in. We're making things happen, even though the economics are lousy here. So I'm not left-handed, and I like to say I'm a woman. I can multitask, but getting the right button. Let me see if I can. Oh, okay, yeah, I can do it with the mouse, and I can do this with my right hand. We got this all started in 2 years ago, November 2009. We got a $2,500 planning grant from AmChip. We wanted to look at preconception health. What are we doing in South Carolina? What can we do? And we wanted to look at preconception health in adolescents because my theory is the earlier we get somebody, the better off we're going to be. Before I came to the health department, I worked at a program called First Steps, and it was First Steps to School Readiness. And we wanted to have all children ready by first grade for school. And so the more I got working in it, we said, okay, well, we need this early reading program, we need this. And I said, no. We need to catch mama before she ever thinks about getting pregnant. Because if that child's going to be ready, mama's got to be ready and mama's got to be healthy before she's even pregnant. Because then we have a fighting chance then. If she isn't, then we have such an uphill battle, I don't know if we can ever get up that hill. So we brought together a team, and my team did not look like this. I was the mother. Both of the other on my team were younger than 35. 60% of this team, three of them were African American, and so I was really the mama figure for the team. But I was so excited about this project and bringing everybody together and looking at this. I said, "Come on, let's go." So we got together in 2009. And looked at, okay, if we're going to prevent pregnancy, we got to span that bridge from pregnancy to preconception health. Now, my wish for Christmas is if somebody can find another word besides preconception health. That and family planning. Because the people we're working with have no earthly idea what we're talking about. And I said, you just got to be healthy no matter what happens. That's what I tell everybody. But that's what we have to work with right now. One time AmChip was working with a social marketer to come up with some other ideas for preconception health, but folks, this is what we got to work with right now. So we decided we wanted those adolescents to know their plan. We weren't going to say preconception health, we weren't going to say family planning. Have an idea of what you want to do in your life. It's all about health. Mental health, Dr. Lou, you said it. Mental health, social well-being, physical health, you name it. It's the whole lifespan. So we decided, we named our thing. So what we did was we got together, and one of the nice things about it, we had a planning process. We got to plan for this. And we got together, and we decided to target older youth because 71% of the teenage pregnancies in South Carolina are 18 to 19 year olds. And a third of those are second pregnancies. So we decided we wanted to look at the 18 to 19 year olds in this because we do have a captive audience when they're in school. But what happens once they graduate or drop out or whatever? How do we find these kids? To get them the information they needed. And so we decided to partner with a healthcare center in a high needs area. They had a teen pregnancy clinic, and that was one of our team members, so that's how she got on board. We gathered our team, and we worked with AmChip, and then we came up with this fabulous plan, we thought. Oh, pages and pages of what we were going to do. And we were going to have brochures and flyers to promote preconception health. Wrong. We looked at, we did our research, and we did a literature review, and I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot out there for what we were looking at. So that didn't take very long. Maybe a good afternoon of looking out there. So then we decided, and I'm really bad about this, I know what other people need. You know, I'm just so smart. So we decided, let's go to the teens and ask them what they need and what they want, how this message would get out to them. And then we did a site visit to our center with our target population to see how we could work with them to make all this happen. I'm going to, because it's so fascinating, I'm gonna delve a little bit, and y'all let me know about my time, because Lord knows my mother says I can talk a dog off a bone wagon, so, you know, I could stay up here all day. But what we did was we partnered with the South Carolina Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. They were working with my state health department on trying to get a flyer out in the family planning clinics to what kind of information is needed toward this group. And I said, excuse me, can we play with y'all? Can we join y'all? And so we became part of these focus groups in the information. And so we have three focus groups across the state. Let's see. They were... one was in Hampton County. The total population is Hampton County is 21,000 people. It was the focus group was held at the high school, and it was held for high school students. The second one was in Columbia, which is the capital. It was kids that have graduated but hadn't quite or dropped out but weren't in the workforce yet. So that was a different group. And the third one was in with a small private institution, Newberry College. But with their population, Newberry College is about a third minority student. So we did, and I'm telling you, we really didn't plan it this way, but it turned out fabulous. It's one of those happenstance things that was really great. 59% of our participants were minority. So it just happened. I want to, you know, I would say we're the best planners in the world, but no, but it gave us fabulous feedback. And what they did these focus groups, and an external marketing consultant came up with the question. So, you know, it wasn't so incestuous. It was all us doing that. They came out and did that. And what we looked at is emerging themes. So it's real. They had a mock-up flyer that they took to this group to get feedback, because family planning thought that's what they wanted. And the kid said, listen, this was something my grandfather would pick up. And brochures are mostly, and when you have brochures, they tell you what not to do. They don't tell you what to do. So they asked the kids, well, how do we get the message out? And so the kid said, you know, you need to use social media. You need to use the internet. You need to use Facebook. You need to use Twitter. That's how we're learning about stuff. We're going to take a brochure. This is direct quote. Crumble it up into a ball and throw it away. So, fortunately, our brochure went by the wayside. Here was it right in our face saying, this is not how we get to these kids. So then we asked them what they wanted to see. And this is not your flyer you duplicate off the copier. They want bright colors. They want it bold. They want it to be catchy. Anything that they have, their internet site, whatever. And they want to also see kids that look like them so they can relate to whatever it's the social media. So if you're going to use images, they want to see somebody that looks like them. They want to hear from other youths. They want testimony from their peers. That's how they learn about everything. I have a 15 and a 19-year-old. They, you know, I try to tell them stuff, but they listen to their friends a whole lot more than they listen to mama. Celebrity culture is powerful, but you got to be real careful. You know, okay, 3 weeks ago, you could probably had a happily married Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries on a brochure, but not happening after 72 days of marriage. So you got to be real careful about the celebrities you use. And kids want the message to represent now. They're not thinking, I'm going to get pregnant 10 years from now. Kids are thinking about the here and now. You got to get them right here and then, and hopefully instill some good messages so they can carry on to the future, but they're not thinking about 10 years from now. As we said, brochures were not the answer. Serendipity. The moon's aligned. All this happened, let me tell you. The South Carolina campaign was developing a website with a pregnancy prevention focus. And so we said, Me, can we come and work with you? So we decided we would take that and expand it to general health information. So hopefully you get somebody coming to look for reproductive health information. They're playing on it, and I can't wait to show you some of the slides of the site. Then they can click to the health part. So, and vice versa, if they're looking for general health information, and then the reproductive health stuff's right there too. So we partnered on that. And we tested this youth site with the target population in December 2010. That was the logo that they came up with. But this was tested, and they asked kids, to me it's very busy, but this is the kind of stuff, that flashy stuff, the fonts they like, the bright colors they like. It's even better than that and you'll see it in the next slides. But on January 4th, we launched the site. This is the site. Y'all, it is so much fun. I go in, sometimes I catch myself on it. They've got great, like, create your boyfriend. Just, you know, healthy relationships, you know, create the perfect boyfriend. I mean, it's fabulous. But you start with, it is, since the South Carolina campaign had the money and we were just tagging along with this, when you first go onto it, it is reproductive health focused. But you know your facts. I love this. You know, kids, we're too busy telling them what not to do. This is a whole, is your relationship healthy? This helps them know what a good relationship is, because we're too busy telling them what it is. They don't know what it is if they've never been in one, or they don't see mama in one, or they don't see daddy in one. So we try to give them that information. That's know the facts. And they have a girls-only and a guys-only section you can go to with information geared strictly to them. The girls-only, and this is... I also do a lot of sexual violence prevention, so that's why I love this healthy relationship part. We focus on that because that's what we want for, you know, we don't want the stress. We don't want pressured sex. We don't want those kinds of things. So we have to tell them what that should be going on. Know your plan. And how well do you take care of yourself and your health? We don't say preconception health. This is taking care of you, and this is in the present right now. What we did was we had a graduate assistant who looked at, for days and days and days, sites out there. We didn't want to recreate everything. And we had experts from the health department in different areas that gave us suggestions. Also, we will use them to help us update what's out there new and exciting and great. So we're going to be keeping on our experts just to kind of help us keep this updated, and that's free. So this was the Know Your Plan. One of the things, too, is a clinic locator. So they can go in and type their zip code in and find the nearest health clinic near them so they can go. and find that then. So this is my favorite. This is like a slot machine when you're playing it, and it's the different kinds of your methods and how they compare to each other. And then, see, it's like, see, cost effective. And then what is it? How do I get it? Then they, you know, have all that information. Once again, this, plan your healthy lifestyle, and it takes us to the DHEC website, and I'll be the first one to say, I'm not really excited about our website. I'd like to see some updates on it, but it does have the information for our state. And then it has like tobacco and nutrition and all kinds of things, and we want to add to that too. Our evaluation, we hadn't even been going a year yet. But we're looking at our websites, the friends and tweets that the Facebook page of the campaign's getting. Y'all, I'm going over. I'm sorry. And the number of placements, so we're looking at a card, and I'm going to show you that in a minute, and how we're going to expand the content. And this is what we have from January through August. The pages viewed, the site's 47 states. 58% of the visitors came to the site directly, which I thought was very interesting, because kids said mostly they find stuff by Google and Ask Jeeves and that kind of thing. But only 12% during this time would refer from a search engine. And the most viewed pages know the facts, teen expressions, and know your plan. And this was September, well, a month ago. We got hits from the Ukraine, United Kingdom, Brazil, Poland, Germany, Australia, Philippines, and Mexico. And I want to say that hopefully the 6 hits from the United Kingdom, my oldest child's studying in England, so she's telling her friends about it over there. But still, 53.66%. Are directly, or come there directly, and only 21% through a search engine. The successes, we could have done this without our partners. We would have made that taggy brochure if it hadn't been for our partners. The South Carolina web campaign's website was improved. They were expanded. They, you know, they've got preconception help, but they don't have, you know, have to use the term. And there's opportunities wherever we are for cross-promotion. I'm here because I'm with the health department telling you about it. And we've also gotten great support from AmChip. They have been absolutely wonderful. The lessons learned is ask your target population what they want. Don't just assume. Find your partners. Leverage other funds. We got the initial $2,500 grant, and we matched it with another $2,500. And, folks, we still have a little bit of money left over to print our cards. So, we've stretched this a long way. Stay flexible and change when you need. You know, if you decide you're going to do a brochure and it's not going to work, pull back and regroup. And understand that web development takes time. That was the most frustrating thing about this. It just didn't happen overnight. I won't stop now. Our next steps, and this is, I'm so excited because two of our partners are in our room. I've been talking to Julie Smithwick-Leone, and as you can see, we didn't include the Latina population in this. We looked at, and that's something we need to do, because 8% of the teen pregnancies are Latina in South Carolina, so that's a population we need to get. So my new partner over here, I've been talking with Julie. I serve on the Puentes board, and the Puentes project in South Carolina is we're going to be talking about what we can do to make the website user-friendly for this target population. And so they have a youth group with this. So hopefully in the future we're going to be working with them so they can give us feedback on how we can expand this. So last thing, very quickly, I'm not my child. I'm not attached to my cell phone. But our cards right here, Carolina Teen Health, basic card, and you'll see it. How many of y'all are familiar with QR codes? So all the kids have to do is hit, they have the QR, hit it, and it'll take them directly to the website. Our art department at the health department came up with that. So, and it's free to create your code. Here's the, and there's download it. And if you have any questions, give me a call. Like I said, it's not rocket science. It's just finding friends to play with and, you know, making it go. So just give me a holler in South Carolina if you'd like any more information.